Please be seated. May the peace of God be with you all. Merry Christmas. Afi Shapa. Afi Oafi. Feliz Navidad. I knew I would get you one of them. Yami Shrahan. Why if I want to pay? Amen. This morning, we are gathered here to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But as we all know, it's not just about celebration, but it is a reminder of God's faithfulness, of the peace that he had brought to us. And so this morning, our theme for reflection is peace. Peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious day, a day of joy, hope, and peace. As we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask that you open our hearts to receive the peace that he brings. Peace with you, peace within ourselves, and peace with one another. Prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, even as we hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. People of God, on this Christmas day, we gather with joy. We gather with songs and celebrations. But we also recognize the deep truth. Our world is desperate for peace. And we all know that. Peace in families. Peace in nations. A lot of nations are at war one way or the other. Peace in troubled hearts. See, despite the advancement in technology and communication, fear, division, and unrest remains. Christmas speaks directly into the brokenness with a powerful declaration from heaven, which we see in the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verse number 14. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Christmas is not merely about a baby in a manger. It is about God's peace entering a restless world. Long before the angels sang over Bethlehem, God promised peace through the coming of a Messiah. In Isaiah 9:6, the word of God says, "For to us a child is born, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This peace that our Christ brings is not political. It is not temporary. The peace with Christ is divine and it is eternal. Jesus did not come to negotiate treaties between nations. That's what the Israelites were looking for. They were looking for somebody to come and stand up against the Roman Empire. But that's not what Jesus came for. He came to restore humankind's broken relationship with God. That's what he came for. So the manger held more than just a child. The manger held God's answer to humanity's deepest need. the need for peace, the need for reconciliation. True peace does not begin around us. True peace rests within us, not around us. And the Bible declares in Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, sin separated humanity from God, but Jesus came to bridge that gap. At the cross, born for the purpose of dying, Christ secured our peace. Christmas reminds us that peace is not something we achieve. It is something that we receive from Him. When we place our faith in Christ, guilt is replaced by forgiveness. Amen? Fear is replaced with assurance. Separation is replaced with reconciliation. This is the foundation of all peace. Hallelujah. Jesus Himself said, in John 14:27, says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. So there's a difference between peace in Christ and peace in the world. Because recently, I heard a president say that he has broken peace between Israel and Palestine. But as we speak today, there's still fighting going on. So the peace of this world is different from the peace that Christ brings to us. Amen? The peace that Christ brings to us sustains us in grief. The peace that Christ brings to us strengthens us in times of uncertainty. The peace that Christ brings to us guards our heart in times of chaos. On the first day of Christmas, there was no palace. Only a stable. No silence. Only the cry of a newborn. Yet heaven declared peace. Because peace is not the absence of trouble. I say that again, peace is not the absence of trouble. It is the presence of Christ, the one whose peace is divine, the one whose peace is eternal. Amen? Christmas peace is not meant to stop us from doing what we have to do. It doesn't stop with us either. It must flow through us, that peace must flow throughout all of us to a world that does not know peace. Jesus calls us to be peacemakers in our homes. He calls us to be peacemakers in our churches. He calls us to be peacemakers in our communities. Yet for some of us, even though we claim to be Christians, to be followers and disciples of Christ, to be ambassadors of Christ, wherever we go, there's chaos. Because we don't bring peace with us. We only create trouble wherever we go. So this morning, Christ is telling all of us, do not just celebrate my birth. Do not just celebrate my birth. I brought you peace. Let that peace flow through you to a world that needs it. In a divided world, the church must shine as a witness of Christ's peace. We must do this through forgiveness instead of bitterness, through love instead of hate. We talk about all of us being members of the same body, the body of Christ. Yet we are divided. We hate one another. We despise one another. We must shine as witness of Christ's peace through humility instead of pride. When we live in Christ's peace, we reflect the true meaning of Christmas. We all have Christmas presents under our trees, right? We haven't opened up the presents yet, have we? We'll open them. Think about it this way. The person that is having a birthday and has invited you to a party, you go to the party and you give a gift to everybody else that attended the party, but you don't give a gift to the one that is celebrating the birthday. Hallelujah. What is your gift for Christ this morning? He's giving you a gift. The birthday guy, the birthday boy, the birthday man, the Savior has given you a gift. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. What are you giving him? All he desires is your heart. Give him your heart. Give him your life. That is all he's asking from you. Do not give everybody else a gift and forget to give the birthday guy a gift. Hallelujah. As I bring my message to a close, let us all receive the peace of Christmas. Today, the same peace that was announced by the angels is available to all of us. Not wrapped in gold, but it is wrapped in grace. Not found in possessions, but in a person, a man called Jesus Christ. If Christ reigns in your heart, peace reigns in your life. Let us once again receive the gift of Christmas. Peace with God, peace within ourselves, and peace shared with a world that needs it. Amen. Let us pray. O Prince of Peace, we thank you for coming into our world and into our lives. We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that only you can give. Help us to carry your peace into our homes, into our relationships, and into our communities. May our lives testify that Christ has come and his peace reigns. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise now and forever. Amen.